Member of the Month Committee by Wanda Matlock, Chair. I would like to start by saying congratulations to each of the Member of the Month recipients. Also, a big thank you to everyone who sent in nomination letters. Remember, we need nomination letters so we can have recipients, so it is very important that you keep sending those letters. We never want to have to skip a month because of not having nomination letters to consider. Listed below, find the guidelines for the members of the month and the recipients from November 2022 through March 2023. If you need assistance in writing your nomination letter or have any questions about this program, please give me a call at 573-379-3880 or email me at wmatlock561@gmail.com. The Member of the Month Committee consists of Bob Jaco, Nancy Hodson, Wanda Matlock Chair. Thank you, and keep those letters coming. Qualifications for the award. 1. Must be a member of MCB in good standing to nominate an individual. 2. Nominee must be a member of MCB in good standing. 3. A blind member may be nominated for service to the blind or for service to their community, even if it does not affect the visually impaired. 4. A sighted member must make a positive contribution in assisting to the blind. 5. Monthly nominations will be held over for later consideration. 6. The MCB Member of the Month Committee will select the recipients. All nominations must include 7. Name, address, phone number, email address, and the affiliate name of the nominee. 8. A short paragraph telling what the nominee has done and why you believe he/she is deserving of the award. 9. Name, address, phone number, email address, and affiliate name of the person making the nomination. 10. Nominations may be in the format of your choice. 11. The recipient of the award will receive a certificate and $25 gift card. Monthly award recipients will be recognized at the MCB Convention Banquet in October, and of those recipients, we will honor a Member of the Year with a cash award of $100. Send nominations to, by mail, Wanda Matlock, Committee Chair, Number 1150 Drive, Portageville, Missouri, 63873-9115. By email, wmatlock561@gmail.com. Winning nominee for November 2022. I am submitting the name of Scott Trapasso to be honored as Member of the Month. I have had the opportunity to get to know Scott while attending summer camp. The Trapasso family never misses an opportunity to attend camp. Scott has been raised with courtesy and willingness to assist. You do not need to ask him for assistance. When he sees the need, he jumps to the rescue. The Trapasso family has been members since 1972. They are dedicated to MCB. There are so many ambitious members of MCB, and I am only acknowledging Scott at this time. The Trapasso family must be very proud of Scott, and as I am proud to know him. I have wanted to submit Scott as a Member of the Month for several years, and am finally getting it done. It is an honor to know you, Scott. Submitted by Beverly Cascaden. Winning nominee for December 2022. Dear Member of the Month Committee, I would like to submit the name of Janelle Morris to be considered for the Member of the Month Award. Janelle works full-time for the Veterans Hospital in Columbia, Missouri. Janelle is a member of the Tiger Council of the Blind, Strategic Planning Committee Chair for MCB, and is the President for Missouri Council of Citizens with Low Vision Special Interest Affiliate. As you can see, Janelle is a very devoted member of MCB and works very hard for the several positions that she holds in the Missouri Council of the Blind. Submitted by Joseph Dobbs, Member of Blind of Central Missouri and Special Services Chairperson of MCB. Winning nominee for January 2023. I would like to nominate Jan Sifford for Member of the Month. Jan is a member of St. Louis Northern Lights Council. Jan has been a member since the start of the Northern Lights Council and has been the backbone of our group. She has worked with Steve Schnelli to get Northern Lights going and has been one of our valued members since. She works relentlessly to ensure every event, fundraiser, and outing or party goes smoothly and effortlessly. She does whatever the group needs to help. She has volunteered at camp for activities and does amazing work. She is not afraid to stop someone on the street and inform them about MCB and invite them to a meeting. She is constantly looking for new things for our group to see and do. She deserves this nomination for all her hard work and dedication. Thank you, Tammy Schnelli. winning nominee for February 2023. River City Workers of the Blind would like to submit the name Debbie Campbell as MCB Member of the Month. She has been a member of River City Workers of the Blind since 2014. Debbie has a daughter, Linda, who is blind and has autism. She's a very caring person, is always willing to take the reins and go with projects, social events, fundraisers, and always helps to keep us informed of the things that are available for the blind and visually impaired. One of our favorite service projects is a Christmas project for the visually impaired, blind, handicapped children in our area. She chairs the entire project, getting gifts for boys and girls, if possible, getting an item that the child may want. She does the shopping, wrapping, and delivers them also. She goes above and beyond the call of duty because she has a good and generous heart. She also helps with other projects in our community. These are a few of the things that Debbie participates in, and now you know the rest of the story. This is why Debbie deserves to be MCB Member of the Month. Sincerely, River City Workers of the Blind. Winning nominee for March 2023. Winning nominee for March 2023. I would like to nominate Kim Reese for Member of the Month. She has been a member of SCCCB and MCB for 6 years. In that time, she has held office at the St. Charles County Council of the Blind in multiple positions. She is currently president for SCCCB in her second term and has led the membership well. She has represented SCCCB and our education and advocacy representative until most recently when she took the position of MCB chairperson for the Education and Advocacy Committee. She represented MCB recently in Washington, D.C., and took her committee and other interested members to Jefferson City on the 20 and 21st of March to present two bills. She has acknowledged membership concerns and has written some additional information to present on behalf of the MCB membership. She is also enthusiastic and willing to jump in to help the organizational projects. She has been working with the SCCCB membership to inspire other members to become more involved in the organization. Respectfully submitted, Joanna.